President, I'm here with you.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Secretary Works is on. He just outlined a plan of action for ending this thing. Bill, do you want to go ahead?
I just had a conversation with Gilbert, and what I'm suggesting here can be reflected very shortly in a statement which could be put out there at the White House following a conversation. That statement would read this way. The President has just talked with Mr. H.E. Gilbert, President of the BLF&E. The following wire is being sent to Mr. Gilbert confirming that conversation, and that wire would be this. I urge your immediate compliance with the U.S. District Court's order directing return to work on 8-struck railroads. The nation's interest demands both the maintenance of its vital transportation facilities and observance of the decision of its courts. Whatever issue or issues may be in dispute cannot be settled ultimately by strikes or litigation, but only by negotiation under the procedures of the Railway Labor Act. These procedures will, of course, be promptly and effectively applied in this case and in all other cases. That would be the end of the wire. The announcement would then include the following statement. Mr. Gilbert has advised the President that he's notifying his general chairman and so on and so forth, and it would end up by saying, in view of the previous assurances, this means a prompt resumption of all operations. This would be it.
All right. Bill, I have two thoughts. One, is this necessary to get the prompt result you desire, that the President make this request?
I can't tell you whether it's necessary. They've litigated all night, and the Court of Appeals took it under. They're requesting a stay. I just don't know what this union is going to do. I don't know what kind of developments there'll be today. The court sat till midnight last night, and then is coming in again this morning. I don't know what they'll do if we don't grab hold of it. Just don't know. There are three men in jail, and they may well end up arguing back and forth, pulling and hauling. My answer to that, Mr. President, is that where this will assure it, and I know it will, I don't know what the other course will be if it stays in the court.
Well, now, the second thought then, first, is whether it's necessary. Second, is it desirable? Do we want the President asking every guy that gets the court issues an injunction on in connection with the strike, or it could be other matters, to have to be reminded personally by the man himself or the wire that he ought to obey a court order? I'm just thinking, you've discussed this, we talked about this a day or two ago about the President getting in, and I know your general feeling he ought to stay out as long as he can, but before we act, which I assume is you're recommending pretty soon, it's imminent. Do we want to give a little thought to that? What do we do when we this man makes the President come to him and say to him that the court's already told you to do this, and you haven't done it, and you really defied him, and now the President tells you, and is there A, any chance that he would defy the President too, and B, if there's no chance, is it wise to be doing that on all the court orders and all similar situations? I think I know the answer, but I want you to take the pros and cons, you and Bill, because we'll certainly hear from the other side afterwards, so it's better to do it beforehand.
All right, the answer on A is that he will take this action upon receipt of such a communication. B, I think, is a closer question, but at this point it's very clear in my mind that the exercise of executive authority here is first important to assure that this is done, and second, although there will be some slightly divided reaction on it in the press, I think that the net reaction on the country will be that the executive has acted here with an effectiveness which did not follow in a very similar case in New York. And so on that, I'm quite satisfied that the impact of it will be good, that the effect of it is necessary, and that the impact of it is good.
Now, what are you talking about, the New York case?
Well, you see, there was in New York, I'm talking about the transit case, where there was an injunction issued and then it was dragged on. People stayed in jail and there was no firm executive authority on it.
Well, does this make us look a little inconsistent? We wouldn't in New York, but we will here.
This one is our problem. That one wasn't.
You also have, I think, the added factor of Vietnam tie-up of shipments to Vietnam, which is creeping more and more into the...
Oh, we're getting cracked over the head now. We've turned off the phones. It's the speaker, it's General Motors, it's every city and every... all along these eight lines, this is no fun at this point.
What's the speaker here?
Oh, the speaker, one of the roads that's down is the Boston, Maine. And he's been very attentive about it, very much concerned.
My feeling, Mr. President, is that while there will be some negative reaction from some circles, that the overwhelming reaction will be very positive to your having moved after the courts have issued their...
I don't care much about the reaction. I'm just talking about the wisdom of it, and I'm not arguing it at all. I'm exploring it.
On the wisdom of it,
does a president? It's kind of to me like writing these letters when some poor Negro gets killed in the civil rights thing. We start them, and then pretty soon everybody gets killed, and we got a mimeograph department that put on a special correspondence section because the president has started giving letters. Now, if we start saying to a man that reads the newspaper, put the hand over your phone there, Bill, where they don't. If we start saying every time a court order is issued, or if we do in this instance, they'll be wanting us to every time court orders issued, this or civil rights or against expenditure of the urban renewal funds in San Francisco, anything else, the president say, now you got to follow this court order. Is that a part of the judicial process? Does the president have to go in and do it? Should he do it? Or should he only do it in case of executive action and maybe a big where you don't have a court order, or maybe to avoid a strike that might start or something like that?
I think the complete answer to that for me is again in the New York situation, where there was no such action as this, where the court order stood and where they went along for 2 weeks because the union defied it. Now that's the same issue that's going to be up at 12 o'clock this noon, the time at which the Court of Appeals has ordered these people in here to tell them whether they're going back or not. I think that the effect of this action, executive action, is to remove the possibility that the same thing will happen here that happened in New York, and therefore, to my, the more we talk about it, the clearer I get about it in my own mind. I also think it's a very good thing for you to be saying at this point that the nation's interest demands both the maintenance of its vital transportation facilities and observance of the...
Where are you? Are you at home?
No, I'm at the office.
Could we meet over at my office and say 15, 20 minutes?
Sure.
Let's meet over there, say at 10 o'clock.
Okay, very good.